Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. My lover, come on in. My friend, come on in. My healer, come on in.
Welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join on tonight. If you know that you need prayer, this is a prayer ministry. So now is the time to connect by jumping on the phone line. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I am Prophetess Stacy. I'm sitting in for Prophetess Peyton tonight. I will be leading you in prayer. Again, before I get into what the Lord put in my spirit to pray for tonight, the number is 347-426-3782. Because after I finish praying what the Lord has put in my spirit for tonight, I will be opening the phone lines and praying. with you. Once again, thank you for being here. Tonight, my prayer assignment from the Lord is to pray for those of you who will be relaunching, reopening, or redoing a business or a ministry. In these days and times, it's going to take faith to reopen. Just like it took faith for Peter to throw the net out again after he had failed, after he hadn't caught anything all night. But at God's word, he tried again. And it's going to be that same way for somebody in business, somebody in ministry. You're going to have to try again based on faith, based on a word that you heard from God. Because in these times, we truly need God. You need God in your business. You need God in your ministry. You need God in your life, period. So let's pray it through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you look upon every entrepreneur on tonight, God. Everybody that has a business, Lord God. And because of everything that's going on, God, they were forced to close. But now they're ready to reopen. They're ready to somebody else. They're ready to relaunch. Lord God, help them to have the faith and to step out and to believe, God, that the finances will still come in, that the business will be better than it was before, that the customers will still come to them. And no fear will be involved. They will step out on faith and come to them. And they will continue to have a flow of income coming in, even in these days and times. I thank you, Lord God, for looking at the wall, Lord God, and anointing, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their business, Lord God, that it will be safe for the customers to come in. It will be safe for them. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, that the customers they had before will come back to them. God, I call in the old customers, Lord God, as well as the new customers, Lord God. I call for new customers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the reopening spread, Lord God, that people that haven't been coming to them will come, Lord God. Let it spread like wildfire, that they're back open, God. Let it spread like wildfire that somebody's relaunching, Lord God. That they got a new brand, God, that they're trying out. Let it be successful for them, Lord God. And even in the midst of all their success, God, don't let them forget about you, God, because you helped them relaunch. You help them reopen, God. And I ask that you touch everything that they put their hands to, Lord God, and that you bless it, God. And that you make all things work together for their good. Even in this season, God. Even in this season, God. Touch them, God. Touch that one that has an idea that they haven't even put out there yet. They kind of afraid, like Peter really didn't want to throw the net out there again after trying all night, working all night, exhausted, tired, and wasn't profiting anything, but he did it again. And guess what? When he did it again, he caught enough fish for himself and his business partners. And somebody had to clean the clay over your life. If you throw the net out again, if you try it again, you're going to make enough for you and your business partners, you and your family. And God says, if you make enough this time, don't forget about him, because the finances, the money came from him. Somebody God is going to provide for you in this season through the very business that you thought was tanking, that you thought was going under. God is going to help you relaunch it. He's going to help you reopen it. Somebody else, he's going to help you redo your brand. And when you come out this time, you're going to be blazing. In the name of Jesus. Now let's get to the ministries. Father God, I see ministries that are relaunching. I see ministries that are reopening. God, help the ministry to be successful, Lord God. Look up on every pastor, Lord God, that's skeptical in this season about reopening his ministry, her ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in this season, help them to do ministry in a different way, God. Teach them in this season, God, that it's not even about the four walls. It's about souls, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to really reach out to souls, Lord God, and to not be prejudiced that wants to come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because the church has never been a building, God. So I thank you that in this season that you're going to touch some pastors, Lord God. You're going to touch them, Lord God, and show them what it is that you want them to do in this season, that the church won't be the church no more, but it will be better than it was before, Lord God. I thank you that the tithes will still come in to support the church, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that every pastor, Lord God, standing up standing up in your pulpit, Lord God, whether it's in a building, Lord God, or just simply behind a microphone or wherever it is, perhaps it's a screech ministry, Lord God, whatever it is, Lord God, I pray that they be faithful over every dime that comes in, God, over every penny that comes in, Lord God, that they will do what you would have for them to do with the money, Lord God, that they would not be tipping your people, Lord God, but that the people may be able to see where their money is going, Lord God, and that they may be able to see in this season that the church is growing, that it is prospering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for touching that pastor, touching that minister, touching that evangelist, touching that prophet or prophetess, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to do things your way this time, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for reopening doors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for reopening somebody's mind, Lord God, and giving them different ideas, creative ideas, Lord God, that will bring in financial income to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you said that you would take care of your own, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In another part of the Bible, you said that you are our shepherd and that we should lack nothing, and I decree and declare with everybody's life that's listening up to me on tonight, God, that they will lack nothing, Lord God, that you would help them, Lord God, discover ways to get money, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help discover ways to pay off their debt, Lord God, that you would help them discover ways that they can go to bed at night not worrying, know that everything is okay because you've shown them a way to get it done, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that no sugar daddies will be needed in this season, no sugar mamas, Lord God, but that you're going to take care of your people, Lord God, by blessing, Lord God, everything that they put their hands to, every business, every ministry, every hidden idea, Lord God, is coming to the forefront. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for remaking your people in this season. Lord God, not only will we be religious, Lord God, not only will we be spiritual, Lord God, not only will we be about you, but we will be about your business, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we will prosper in every area that we set our minds to, Lord God, because we have the mind of Christ. And I declare over our lives on tonight that nobody listens to me. When they get what you have for them, they will not change up on you, but we will continue to have the mind of Christ. And no money will make us big-headed. Whether it's a little bit or a lot, it will not make us big-headed. We're still kingdom people. Help us to put you first in everything, Lord God. Help us to always do what you want us to do, Lord God. This is a step of faith for us a different way, God. I thank you, Lord God, for letting Luke 5 be in the Bible, Lord God, to show us, God, that at your word, we can do anything we put our mind to. We just listen to what you say. What you say, and that's what Peter did. He listened to Jesus, and he stepped out on faith again. Even though he was tired, he was exhausted. After working all night, and somebody, you've been calling a long time, working 2 and 3 jobs, working all night, and getting nowhere. I decree and declare over your life in this season, God is going to speak to you. And when he speaks to you, you do exactly what he tells you to do, the way that Mary told the people at the wedding to do exactly what Jesus tells them. I'm telling you tonight, that's in John 2, I'm telling you tonight to do exactly what he tells you to do, because in his mouth is your prosperity. In his mouth is your provision. In his mouth is the answer to your problem. In his mouth is the release of your worries. In his mouth is your financial peace. And somebody, that's what you need. You don't even need that much money. You just need financial peace, because you're tired of this creditor calling you, tired of this company, this business calling you, tired of telemarketers calling you, everybody trying to get what you don't have. But I decree and I declare over your life that this is the season that you will have, but you're going to be smart with it, and you're going to honor God with it. Whether you consider yourself to be religious or spiritual or however you want to put it, I consider myself a kingdom person, and if you're like me, if you're really kingdom, you're going to put him first. You're going to put him first. You're going to do what Peter did. You're going to listen to him, and you're going to get what's coming to you, because you're a child of God, and the word does say that if you seek him first, all these other things will be added. And I'm just here to tell you tonight, it's time for it to be added, but you got to listen to him. You got to listen to what he say. You got to obey. Because the word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. I'll see all this time you've been sacrificing this and sacrificing that. sacrificing what you thought you needed to get something else you needed, when all you really needed to do was obey. That's a revelation for somebody. You've been sacrificing this and sacrificing that, when all you really needed to do was obey. Now is your time to obey. Now is your time to obey. Obey and relaunch. When they say that you can reopen, go ahead and reopen, relaunch. Somebody else, that idea that's in your head, it's time to do it. And let's do it to the glory of God. Because God got your back. Just as sure if you put him first, he has your back. And it's all going to work out for you and your family. But don't forget to put him first. Don't forget to not be stingy and to do exactly what he tells you to do. Whoever he tells you to bless with the money, you bless him. You bless him and you bless her and you bless them. Even if you don't like them, if he still tells you to bless them, you bless them. Because the same God that gave it to you can take it away from you if you don't do right by him, by the people that he tells you to bless. Because your blessing is their blessing. And somebody else, they have your blessing attached to them. In the same way that you want them to do you right, now is your time to do somebody else right. When it comes to you, do what you know to do, because somebody, you know what the right thing is to do. Prayer as a prophecy for you to get your money. Yeah, you're going to get what's coming to you. But this is also about telling you to do what he said. Do what he said. If you do what he said in this season, you will be just fine. I declare that over everybody's life. If you're tuning in tonight, it was no accident. If you're tuning in next week to this, it's no accident. God just simply wants you to know that you're going to be all right. That you don't have to lean and depend on the government. That you don't have to lean and depend on the things of this world. If you're a child of God, then he got you. He got you. And I decree and I declare it over your life. I pray it over your life. And I seal it in the name of Jesus. Amen. To God be the glory. If that was your prayer, if that was your word of prophecy on tonight, that's what you needed to make it through, because you've been worried about your finances. Receive, receive, receive. Receive and obey. That's what I'm going to say for tonight. Receive and obey the word of the Lord, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. Now, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, because you had time to make your way to Blog Talk Radio, you had time to call 347-426-3782. Oh, yes, you did. And if you're on the phone lines, I will be right with you. Let me go over the phone rules right quick. I want you to press 1 on your phone if you need prayer. Press 1. Make sure your prayer request is unrelated to what we just prayed about, because your finances, it's sealed. It is a done deal. God got you. If you obey him, he got you. If you relaunch, when they tell you that you can, it's okay to relaunch, it's okay to open, and you go and do what God tells you to do, how he tells you to do it, you're going to be just fine. So I'm not going to pray for finances tonight. But if you have any other thing that you won't pray about, because you should have received the finance part by faith, if you have any other thing to pray about, now is the time. So get your prayer request in your head, and I have one announcement, and I will be right with you. My one announcement for tonight is, everybody under the sound of my voice, make sure you join me for Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. That's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, just a different day, different night, Monday night, same number, 347-426-3782. And the message for Monday night will be the benefits of being crucified. And for those of you that don't know, the vision statement for Prolific Fire is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues in the Bible as a reference. And if you want to hear real issues from a biblical standpoint, on what God would say about it, tune in to Prolific Fire. With all of that being said, to God be the glory. I'm coming to the phone line. Thank you, Prophetess K, for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. I'm coming to the phone line.